The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, Random Reptoid, or Chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story, share your experience. Because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me on this, what is this? It's a Tuesday night. I already forgot what day. You know, I've had quite the day already, and I'm not gonna bore you about it. I was going to go into a massive complaint about my courier that I have my phone with, and I thought, you know what? These fine folks, they're tuning in to hear about the paranormal, not my woes. So I figured, you know what? I'm not going to go into that. Maybe Friday I might touch upon it a little bit, but tonight, no. Tonight we're gonna talk about paranormal stuff. In fact, I don't really have anything totally planned. You know, what ended up happening is that I had someone planned for tonight. It was going to be a historical episode, but his family, there's somebody sick in the family, so they weren't sure if they're going to make it tonight. Instead of like putting this on them, you know, it's like, this show can wait. You know, I love my show. I love doing it. But when it comes to people being ill and whatnot, it can wait. I do it a number of times a week. We can find time for you. So we're gonna do that probably like April 22nd or something like that. We'll see how it goes. But I thought, okay, well, this is an opportunity for me to do what I always like to call a Just Greg episode. And what that is we talk about a topic, and we are going to just kind of free flow with it. There is no right or wrong answer. There's no anything else. All this really comes down to is I wanted an opportunity to just talk. I love doing it. And, you know, sometimes I do try to bring in people last minute to do it, but I also kind of like talking. You know, I just kind of like holding kind of form for a little bit and really interacting with all of you. I love it. There's nothing more I love than going in the comments and seeing what you all have to say, what you think. Sometimes I'm way off base, aren't I? So sometimes it's not always the right thing. So, you know, it's always something with that. For those on the Facebook page, you might see that I'm in different surroundings tonight. If you're listening over the radio, hopefully you don't hear anything different than normal, but I'm trying out some new equipment. I'm in a different room. In fact, I don't even have any doors around me inside my house. So, not my house, that's ridiculous, but where I am right now, because normally when I'm in my little studio off to the side, I have the doors shut because there's someone furry that's always trying to get my attention. So that might mean that I might stop the show to pick up somebody very furry if he comes by. And for people on Facebook, you'll be able to see Linus. That's his name. He's a ragdoll cat, and he is just about one of the neatest things that's ever been invented. And, you know, if you ever paid attention to my spirit box sessions I used to do Sunday nights, he would be making an appearance on a very regular basis. So it's one of those things that he might show up, he might not. He's, you know, he's older now. Oh, there he is. He's right over there. He's older now, and you know, he looked basically the same, but you know, he's had a couple setbacks over the last couple weeks, and you know, very delicate with my big boy. He's a big boy. Make no mistake about that. Tomorrow, a couple things. First of all, for those of you who go out every first Wednesday of the month to Anoka, where we do Ghost Stories and Beyond, there is no Ghost Stories and Beyond tomorrow. We're going to skip April. It's the first time in like 2 years we skipped one of these. And the reason why is that we because we were partners with the Fitzgerald Theater and Dustin Perry for this event that's coming up. Dustin is doing a show tomorrow at the Fitzgerald Theater, Ghosts Do You Believe? For those of you who do not, and I can't believe you wouldn't, but maybe you don't. Dustin Perry was on Ghost Hunters, Ghost Hunters International. He's made some appearances on Ghost Nation. We had him on the show last Monday, or actually the 25th. And so we have tickets to go tomorrow. And Adam and myself are going to be there. And a couple of our friends are going to show up as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, but we're not doing ghost stories tomorrow. So just know, if you were planning on coming out to Anoka, we're not going to be doing it, okay? I would hate to have people come out there and be like, hey, what's going on? Why aren't you there? It's because we're not doing it. So you got that's what's going on there. Yeah, we got we were able, for those of you, I think a few of you had won tickets through us to go out to see Dustin. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sure tickets may still be available. If this is something you're interested in, definitely go to his website, ghostsdoyoubelieve.com. Once again, this is over at the Fitzgerald Theater, so you want to make sure that you get tickets, because this is a really good opportunity, because I've been hearing nothing but really good things about him doing the show. So I'm excited about that. That's going to be good. Other than that, like I said, it was kind of a crappy day. So let's talk about something fun, like the paranormal. If there's something you want to talk about, I see some people are putting it into comments now. If there's something you want to talk about, please put it in there. One of the things that I thought was really interesting, and I really enjoyed, let's see here if I can find it. It was on my Facebook page. Elsie Ann said, perhaps this, and she's talking about skepticism and the unbelievers, people who don't see the work that we do as real, as valid, or as anything like that. And, you know, I think it's a really good conversation to have, because I think first and foremost, in my opinion, is that if you run across people who don't believe that we can speak to spirits, or that there even are such things as spirits, as far as I'm concerned, that's fine, right? That's their prerogative. They are welcome to have any kind of thought on that they want, right? If they, you know, if you're like, you know, have you ever been like seen a ghost, a spirit, or anything like that? And they say, no, I don't believe in that. That's fine. And I see Rich in the comments, skeptics are needed in the field. That is very true. It keeps us honest. And I don't mean that we try to be dishonest, but it's easy for us. Let me back up. It's easy for me, at least, to immediately think paranormal. And there's others as well, when I'm on an investigation or something. And you need people with a sort of, a kind of a different view sometimes to kind of help with that, to be like, you know, are you sure? Are you sure that's what it is? Maybe take a look at it. I think it might be this. And they give their reasons. And there is nothing wrong with that. That is like totally valid. We, like Rich said, we need them. And they're it's very welcome. And it helps keep us kind of balanced. What I don't like are the people who they're skeptics, but they have to be rude about it. You can have any sort of position you want on anything, as far as I'm concerned, politics, religion, spirit, paranormal, whatever it is. But once you start becoming rude about it, you lose. That's the way I see it, at least. You lose. I think that's where it becomes, you put your personality, you put your own, you know, feelings and emotions first, where I think some of the stuff you need to kind of be able to back off. And let's just keep it to paranormal. I don't want to get into anything about politics or anything, but you really need, you got to be nice about it. And I'm not trying to be like a special episode of Mr. Rogers over here. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, you get more bees with honey, and you know, there's a way to get through it. I remember I had a guest on a long time ago at another network when I did a show. And as you know, one of the things I like to do is use a device called the Spirit Box. And that's not widely accepted in the paranormal field. There's a lot of people who think that it is an absolute joke to use the Spirit Box. And there's a gentleman who's been on our show probably about 6 months ago, Bobby J. Gallo, good friend of mine. He's fantastic. And he was on my show, and we were talking about his first book. And he's just like, I don't see what you see in that. I don't like it at all. I never use it. It's never worked for me. And on the show, we had a very honest discussion about the pros and the cons about using the Spirit Box. And that was something that I think was fantastic. And Bobby himself had said to me afterwards, he's like, I have not been on a show, and I'm this was many years ago, first of all, so don't think he's been on many shows since, and I'm sure he's run into the right side of things in terms of people kind of having decent discussions about it. But he said to me, I've never had an experience where we spoke and we talked through our differences and what we thought about a piece of equipment or about an ideology that is connected with the paranormal. And I thought, you're kidding me. Is that really the case? That you've actually never, I mean, that blows my mind, because it's like, this is what we should be doing, right? We should be, debating is a good word. There's nothing wrong with debating. We should be having open conversations. We should be able to feel, you know, kind of clear the air, talk about what we think works and what we don't think works, why we don't, and try to keep the emotion out of it. Try to keep, because, you know, I'm very close to like my Spirit Box work, and I stand behind it. So I do get emotional about it, but I try to not do it. It's comments like this, like, it never works. You know, it's fake. You know, where that's where you start off the conversation at, opposed to, you know what, I've never seen it work. Why do you think it works? What you know, instead of just being like, You're not having a conversation. You're shutting the other person down, and I have a problem with that. And I do a show Thursdays called Myth or Mystery, and there was somebody in the comments when I was talking about Spirit Box work, and she said, she says, it's a fake. It's a known fake. And I was like, well, I don't think so, because I've done a lot of good work with it, I think, and brought through people that other people would like to hear from, and we got intelligent responses. And she's like, it's only what you think is being said is what you hear. None of it's real. I'm like, okay, well, that, I'm going to be honest, that slightly ruffled my feathers, to put it politely. And so I would, you know, immediately I'm just like, how do we block her? The thing is, it's like, that's not a conversation. That's a shutdown. And that's not right. I don't think that's right at all. I don't think that is what this is about. I don't think that is how we're supposed to be doing it. I think how we're supposed to be doing is having a conversation about it. I think that was a real problem, and I didn't like that. And then she went on to say, well, I've been a paranormal investigator for years. Folks, that is not an argument. That is not something factual that you should ever use to be like, well, this is why I'm right, because I've been doing it longer than you, is basically what that I interpreted that as. I think that once again, you are not wanting to have a conversation. You want to put your thoughts out there, and that's it. And I think where I'm coming from then with the whole skepticism thing is, there's so many people in the comments, and if you're not over here, either at Get Haunted or Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken or Things Network and watching this, you're missing a great conversation that's happening in between. everybody, because everyone, I'm lucky enough to have a lot of people in the comments at the moment who are well known in the paranormal field for doing good work, and they are just saying a lot of great things that I am very excited to be able to say. I agree that I'm with you all 100%. And once you are rude, though, you shut it all down. None of these people, by the way, are rude. Everybody that's in the comments are just like, we're all in agreement. We've all done this long enough where we want people to say what's on their mind. We're not, and I'm not going to try to bash into their head why I'm right and they're wrong, why this piece of evidence is what I say it is. You can't always hang your hat on that stuff. And there's people who are in this this chat that they don't even use recorders. They don't use cameras. They're not going there to be a collector of evidence. They're going there for the experience, which is what I'm moving more towards myself. It's not about, oh, I need to document it because I want to show everybody that I'm a good paranormal investigator. I want to show people that I got a picture of a mist. What I'm trying to do is experience what I've really wanted to always, what I've always wanted to see. Things that I can't explain, things that help me think, my gosh, I've seen a Bigfoot. I've seen a full-bodied apparition. I've heard aliens come through a spirit box. That's what I'm excited about. And that's the sort of thing that, you know, I feel bad for people who are skeptics because I think they're missing out, but I also feel happy that they're there because they really do help quite a bit. I'm also going to finish off by saying my favorite thing, and I'm sure so many people who are listening that are paranormal investigators, I see some exorcists, demonologists in the chat as well. You run it, walk into somebody, say what you do, and they're like, I'm a bit of a skeptic. I don't believe in any of that. But then that person always does. Except there was that one time. And so, you know, that one time, and that one time turns into, if this is true, one of the greatest paranormal experiences I've ever heard in my entire life, and yet they're still skeptic. You know, like, oh, there was that one time that the house, you know, raised up the ground and then kind of turned about 360 and came back down. And you're like, okay, and you're still a skeptic. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know, it might have been the weather that day or something. And then you're like, okay, that's fine. And then you have, then they're always like, and there was that other time. It's like, what does it take? Honestly, what does it take for you to finally kind of give in? Okay. that's just me. I always find that kind of funny myself, actually. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's take our first break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about what's on your mind. I'm going to take a look at the comments when we get into the commercial break here. Whatever's on your mind, put it in there. Let's talk about it. Let's have a great conversation. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me on this Tuesday evening. Tomorrow we'll be replaying our conversation with Dustin Perry as we're going to be going seeing him live tomorrow. Not to name drop or anything. This is kind of how we're rolling this week. I'm enjoying the comments actually quite a bit. There's one I have to find because this is the one that the game winner for the night. Ernie Pack has said, I hate to give Greg any credit at all, but I can't deny that he gets great spirit box responses. Now, we should print out this comment and bronze it because getting any kind of compliment from Ernie is, you know, not great. Let's see here. What else do we got here? And Denise says, you saw a fairy, which we did. I nearly killed it. That would have really, God. You know, I think about that and I'm like, what would have happened to us, or me, I guess, really? Because I thought it was a bug at first. We were over at Ernie and Denise's house in West Point, Kentucky, at the Ditto House. And I'm just like, I'm seeing this thing fly between Char and I, and Char sees it too. And I'm about ready to give it the old, let's take care of this mosquito or whatever it is, with two hands out. And it has a body and a head, like with wings attached to it. It's not like a fly, not like Jeff Goldblum or anything, The Fly. I mean, there is a body that is defined on this little person flying at us like a hummingbird. And I have my hands out ready and I see it. I'm like, ooh, no, that's an elemental. We're not going to do anything with that. Yeah. Jen says that I think we all have to be a little skeptical in a way. Absolutely. 100%. And to be very honest, it's easy for me to do that on other people's stuff than my own. It's, you know what? Hey, there's nothing wrong with being able to say what you can improve on, right? Let's see here. Joshua says that in this day and age, people second guess everything. I'm more on the intuitive side, but have caught some evidence. But he also says, but I don't look out to prove anything to anyone. And, you know, I think, you know, that's the thing. If you, in my opinion, if you're putting this stuff out there for the public to look at, you do have to be prepared for some responses that you may not want to hear. And that's just the fact of it, folks. You know, and, you know, once again, it'd be much better if they're just like, you know, I'm not sure if I agree with this. I'd love to talk to you about it or whatever. But, you know, you get the keyboard warriors out there who are like, fake, it's all wrong, whatever. You know, that doesn't help anything. That doesn't help anything at all. Now it's like, the only time I really want to try to prove anything that I'm picking up is if I'm doing a private case for somebody. That's different, because you do want to be able to present something to a client who really is kind of really wanting to know what you think, what you're picking up here. So there is that. Rich says that my favorite are demonic skeptics. They're usually the ones that end up experiencing something demonic. Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that, but it is true, though, right? I mean, let's see here. Ernie says, you know, you got to always try to read Ernie's before you put it up. It would be so boring if we really lived in a world limited to three dimensions or confined by one particular belief system. I pity those that aren't at least open to other perspectives. I would agree. There was somebody I used to work with when I worked at the ad agency, and we talked about like the paranormal, life after death, all that stuff. And he said to me, what do you remember before you were born? And I said, nothing. He goes, exactly. You know, kind of like, that's my point, that, you know, whatever. And it's like, that's dumb. I'm sorry, that doesn't make your point, but whatever. And, you know, those are people, I really don't try to get into the conversations about it if people aren't open to it. You know, I'm going to avoid it. I'm not a big confrontational sort of person, so I try not to really do that. Travis says, I've heard some say that believers of the paranormal only believe as a means to get through life. For me, that's not so. My belief is based on what I've experienced. Yeah, I that's interesting, Travis. I've not heard that myself. Doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. But that is interesting. I mean, that's been something for me that has been really... you know, the paranormal stuff has been life-changing, because it actually, I mean, apart from today when I had a massive meltdown, but it had nothing to do with the paranormal, it's all about, the paranormal to me, and that's calling it paranormal now doesn't really work for me as much anymore, because it's energy, right? It's all about energy. It's all about energy exchange. And there's many facets to this energy. But the thing for me is, it's helped me feel good, because I'm helping other people in some capacity. I am trying to work with people to either help them with what's going on in their house, and it's also helping spirit. You know, I think if you work with a paranormal investigator, and they don't understand the concept of working to help spirit, that's something that I would find a little troubling, to be perfectly honest. And I'm hoping I'm not just, you know, hoping I'm not saying anything to anyone listening, any of my paranormal peers listening. But I mean, if it's all about like going to the events and stuff, which events are a lot of fun, great people. To me, though, these are gifts, and these are gifts that we're working to help other people with. And for those of you who are listening and like, well, I don't have a gift. You do. You really do. I truly believe that. I also believe that, you know, some people who are investigators, they love to say that, almost like a badge of honor. They love to say, I don't have an intuitive bone in my body. I've heard that from so many people over my time doing this. And I think that, you know what? Well, first of all, not with that attitude. But secondly, it's because you don't want to. And now, to be fair, there are investigators out there who don't want to be intuitive. You know, they want to just experience the evidence gathering and seeing if their method of doing it will help bring forth any sort of like evidence recovery or anything like that. That is fine. That is absolutely fine. I do not mean to have my comments construed as if you have to be, you know, you only can help people. You can't do it for any sort of your own research, your own goals, whatever else. Absolutely. You do you. You do you the best you can. I just feel like, though, that when you're in a position you can actually talk to spirit, I feel like that there's something really wonderful about either helping. One of my specialties is being able to help spirit cross over. And a number of you who I see tonight, you've seen me do it. You've taken part in it. And those are important things. Those are, you know, I think people don't understand that it's not a one-way trip to anywhere. That when you pass, it doesn't mean that you're going to, next thing you know, you're wherever you want to say you are, heaven, the next stage, whatever else. That there are people who do not know that they have passed. They do not know how to move forward. I can't tell you why they don't know how to. Maybe some people on here can, but I can't. But all I know is that they can't. And that's good enough, for me at least. That's good enough for me to know that this is, I have a gift to cross them over, and I will do so. And that is something that I'm very proud of. I'm very proud of, and you know, anyone can do it. And it's just something that is, it's something that you just have to be, you know, be careful of. And Ernie, I hate to say this, and I might have to, like, drink a bottle of whiskey after I say this. Ernie is right. That hurt. I feel dirty now. Ernie is right. You cannot separate the paranormal from the metaphysical. A purely scientific approach rarely yields any results. But if that's what you want to do, you do it that way. But do not look at those who are seeking a way to reach the spirit through energy. Do not look down on us. And I have seen that in the past. And that is just how it is. Now, Ernie also asks, I always have to ask, where do they cross to? You know, I think, in my opinion, whether it's right or not, I see it as that there is a next level that we go to. Once somebody else had said in the asked on the Facebook page, it was actually Sarah from Get Haunted. She said, well, should we talk about maybe people's, you know, does the perception of the afterlife be affected by your work in the paranormal? And this is kind of where this is kind of going a little bit. But she's asked, you know, she asked that, and now Ernie, like, where do they cross to? You know, I believe that when you pass away, you have the opportunity to cross over. And what crossover mean? Crossing the veil to this, what I consider a next level of evolution of your soul, of your spirit, of your energy. I do not personally believe, like some people do, that when you pass and you go to that next level, that everything in the universe is like opened up for you and you suddenly know it all. I don't think that's how spirit evolution works. There's always something else to attain to, I think. And I think that's something that you go to your next stage, and there you learn more, and maybe you can move on, or maybe you're happy where you are and you stay there. But maybe there's something else that you could do to kind of keep rising, maybe more education for yourself. Do I know this for a fact? I'm always skeptical myself of people who tell me what the afterlife is like, and they're 100% like, this is how it is. I just am a little bit. But then you have that part where people don't cross and they're still attached to the earthly surroundings, whether it's the house, whether it's, they love the couch in their house and they see it get thrown out and now they're mad. They're going to haunt you. Or there's also the possibility that there is people who are afraid of what they've done in their life, and they're afraid of what's waiting for them when they cross over. And this is perhaps controversial, but this is my take on it. Once again, doesn't mean I'm right. We're all going to find out one day. So this is just my thought on it. But I think it's almost, in some ways, it can be a bit of a choose your own adventure once you pass. And if you believe that if you're like, say, for example, a Catholic, and you staunch believer that you did a sin when you're 6 or 7 years old, you stole some gum and that stayed with you, or you did a couple sort of those like little things wrong that we all do because we're human beings, and you're afraid that that is going to be judged against you, because that might be what some of those in different religions, that's kind of what they try to, in some ways, tell us, then that might be what is waiting for you. Whereas maybe somebody who has done some pretty heinous things, they don't believe that they've done anything heinous with what they've done. Perhaps nothing happens to them on the other side. I personally don't believe there's a hell myself. I don't believe there, I think, I'm not saying that there isn't demons, but I don't think you are judged per se. I guess I'll find out. Won't I look silly when I'm wrong? I'm like, oh, it's warm down here. Really warm. Skin melting warm. So there is, I think there is something to be said to that. And, every time I do like a crossing over, I always say to spirits, because I can feel it, I can feel that there are some spirits not wanting to cross because they're afraid of what's waiting for them. And more likely than not, what's waiting for them are loved ones. And there is nothing, there's nobody there to judge them. They just want them back. That's all there is. And that's kind of where it is, in my opinion. So it's really interesting. Where are we at for time? Well, we're getting already to the point which we need to take. These shows go by so fast, and I am so fascinated by what everybody is putting into the comments, and I can't thank you all enough. So why don't we go ahead and do some more reading of comments. But first, I want to take a commercial break. When we come back, let's get back to the comments. Let's get your opinions on stuff. I'm having a good time. I hope you are too. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join me tomorrow on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. We're going to do a replay of our episode that we just ran last week with Dustin Perry from Ghost Hunters. He's going to talk about his upcoming live show, which is actually going to be done by the time we do it. But we talk a lot more than just that. It's a great conversation. I also, because he could only stick with us for two segments, we also threw in an archival interview with a woman named Wanda Kay. Wanda used to work at Bobby Mackey's Music World back in the day. It was a very sweet woman. She had passed away in 2016. And we talk about Bobby Mackey, because I just thought it was very apropos to have that conversation, because they're tearing down Bobby Mackey's. They're putting up a new building. The building is, you know, kind of falling apart. So, you know, I totally get it. I'm not trying to be like starting a Save Bobby Mackey's campaign that's not going to go anywhere. This is just more of remembering a great location. But we're going to have that conversation with her tomorrow. We'll play part of it after Dustin's piece as well. It's a very interesting conversation with her, and I hope you enjoy that. We are talking kind of whatever's on our mind. We've been kind of talking a lot about what people think about the afterlife a little bit. There's been some great conversations in the chat. I'd like to go and go back to the chat here for our last segment. Travis asked the question, is crossing over a go into the light thing or look for a door, or is it different for each soul? You know, I think it's a fantastic question, and I don't think I'm qualified to answer that, but I'll tell you what I see. I imagine opening up some light, okay? And for those of you who are listening, this might be new concepts for you, and I ask you to be patient with it, because I think it's actually very beautiful when you can help cross a spirit over. But you open up a light kind of a little bit of a distance away. And that, to me, that light is the doorway. And I imagine a line of light that leads from that is like a guide, and it helps them walk to it. For some reason, I can't imagine that it opens right in front of them and they jump in. Maybe that's how other people do it. But I imagine that you do have to walk just a little bit to get to that. And they can walk through. There was one, we were over at the Beatty Mansion last year. And at the Beatty Mansion, we had this spirit that we were trying to cross over. And I could feel that she had stopped right at the threshold, literally right at the threshold. And that was one of those things that we had to help her go through. That's the way that I saw it. That's the way I see it. It'd be interesting to know, especially those of you who are listening and do the same thing, how do you see it? How do you set it up? Because I believe that we set it up. We are the ones who are setting it up for the people to cross over, but we have to set it up for them because they don't know what to do, and then we have to give them the direction. I'm curious to know what you all think about that as well. Denise says, when we ask Sarah, who Sarah we've talked about before on the show from Waverly Hills, she is a spirit that actually brought Denise and Ernie together. She says, when we ask Sarah why she isn't in heaven, she responds, this is heaven. This was heaven. You know, and I think that that's right. I mean, and that's the thing. I think free choice always exists. You don't have to do what you ever don't want to. Maybe people stick around after they pass to make sure that their loved ones are okay. Maybe they want to see grandchildren grow up or something. You know, I don't know. It's really interesting, isn't it? Let's see here. I think we are the universe, spirit, God experiencing itself. That's from Emily. Let's see here. When we're talking about hell is our own creation, Emily also says, nope, hell is here. It's on earth. I'm kidding. Kinda. Ernie asked the question, hypothetical, serious question. A priest, a rabbi, and an atheist, and a Muslim walk into a haunted bar. Do they all experience the same activity? I don't know. Let's set it up. let's set it up, because that's the only real way of knowing, right? Emily also says maybe sticking around is part of a soul contract, and that's a whole other conversation, isn't it? The whole idea of a soul contract, that we know what we're getting into before we, you know, pop back into the world. We know where we're gonna go and stuff. We've got it sort of figured out, and then we pop in, we don't realize we've signed this, we start from scratch and we live our lives. It's really interesting. Let's see. Joshua says, it's achievement and spiritual growth, death bit. For some, it's not so nice, hence why so many refuse to cross over for whatever reason. There's a lot of reasons, isn't there? There's a lot of reasons why people don't want to do that. And it's interesting. It's very interesting. It's wonderful. I just want to see here real fast. I saw Linus. He I hope it was Linus. He walked through my legs. I was going to try to lift him up. And when I say try, I do mean try. He's not a light animal. So that people on camera could see him, because we haven't seen him in a very long time. But he's off on another adventure, or the food dish, or something. If he comes by, we'll pick him up. But very interesting conversations. You know, and we're talking also about the people who are, you know, that they don't believe, right? And that's fine. Once again, we always say that's fine. But there's also that group of people who they might be skeptical, but I don't think it's skeptical. I don't think that's even the right term for it. The ones who hate, the ones who our views are scary to them. So they are going to, instead of want to understand or even ignore, they're going to lash out. And I have seen that on occasion on some of my posts, on some of like the station Facebook pages and stuff, where asking a question or whatnot. And there was somebody who got very upset when we had Tanis Halliwell on talking to leprechauns. And this, somebody's just like, oh, really? That's what you guys are running on the station? Somebody talking to a leprechaun? And it's like, yeah, well, that is what we're having. Because I'm going to be honest, I don't know if I believe that she talked to a leprechaun, but you know what? I want to hear about it. I want to hear what her experience was. Because she really believed that she had a great experience. And you know what? This leprechaun has taught her a lot about how to live her life. So she has taken that and has moved it to another level, next to the next level. What's wrong with that? No one is being harmed by it. Nobody is being no one's being, you know, scammed by this woman who has found her inner peace, and she says it's because she has met a leprechaun in Ireland, and now this leprechaun has followed her around, and they are friends. That there's nothing wrong with that. And I think other people wanted to hear about it, so we had them on. And that's just how it is. And but yet you have people who just, they just can't accept that people have different opinions. People have different ways of looking at life, or they live their life differently. It's okay that I talk into a radio and hoping to hear spirits talk back to me. Because it doesn't affect you. I'm not asking you for money for it. I'm not, you know, coming to your house and sitting inside your house and waiting for, you know, you to call the police because I'm doing my rogue spirit box session in there. There's nothing wrong with Tanis having a conversation with a leprechaun because it's made her a better person. And for those who are like, well, that's just weird. Is it? You know, and I also run into the people, and I'm just going to be honest, the people who are like, yeah, I believe in spirits, but, you know, Bigfoot, aliens, I don't know. It's just, that's weird. It's all weird. All right. It's all weird. That's what the challenge is. That's what takes you into a zone that is not as comfortable as you would like it to be. But you know what? Once you try it, you're going to understand that everything actually is connected. And you know what connects all that together? It's energy. Energy connects all of us. Ernie said it. He said, there's no difference between the paranormal and metaphysical. There's no difference between the paranormal, metaphysical, and living. That's the difference. because we all are energy. Everything is energy. It's all connected. They might be in different planes. They might be in different areas, but it's all energy. And we show a video in the class that Char and I teach for paranormal. And it's a speaker. We play this video, and the guy is just like, if there's, you know, if there is a TV station that's, you know, sending out a signal and you're watching on the TV and you turn off that TV, does the signal stop coming in? No. It just, you're not open to it. That's all. That you haven't opened it to allow it in. That's what we all are. And some open it and some don't. And if you don't, that's fine. But don't look down on anybody because of that. And you know what? Having an open mind, it's not a bad thing. You know, you never know what you're going to pick up when you start talking. When I started this journey 15 years ago, did I think that I'm going to be sitting in a field or in a wooded area in West Point, Kentucky, and I see something, you know, 50 yards down from me that's lit by the moon, that is large and very hairy, and I'm not afraid of this person, of this individual? Never would have thought it in my life. But it happens because I'm open to it. And that's the difference. And so for those of you who listen to me and are interested in this, I challenge you to think about it maybe a little bit differently. I know a lot of you love to have kind of a bit of the scare factor when it comes to the paranormal. You know, like that's why you're kind of interested in it. It's kind of scary. It's unknown or whatever else. What if it's beautiful? And what if that's just a conduit for conversation and communication? What if you think of it that way? And would that be harmful to you? That it's not scary, but in fact, the people who have left us, and it's still painful. It's still painful that my parents are gone. But you know what? That there's now, I don't believe that they are in a graveyard. I believe that they're all around. And I know when they come in to say hello, and it might just be an aroma, a scent of some kind. And that is just something that, honestly, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Courtney says, 5 years ago, I didn't know what an EVP was. Now I'm getting my own. Exactly. Joshua says, life itself is unknown. You know, I sometimes wonder if these are kind of rambling episodes, but at the same time, you know, if you get anything out of it, think about it in the sense of what can you do to, to just think of it differently and think of it all connectivity. As Ernie says, it is beautiful and enlightening, enriches those of us who experience it. And that is something that I really hope that you all think about and that you all take part in, because that's what it's all about. This has been a lot of fun. I hope you all enjoyed it. Let me know what you thought of it. If you missed it, check it out on the podcast version or rewatch this live. Let me know what you think. Tomorrow, we're going to be replaying Dustin Perry. Thank you all very much. This was a lot of fun. Have a good night, everyone.